This is CliffCentral.com.
Property, I'm trying to invest. Money in by the neighborhood, that's how you rinse it. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today is worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling, Dumbo.
It's time to buy back the block. Buy back the block. It's time to buy back the block. Buy back the block. Buy back the hood. I'm about to buy back the hood. Buy back the hood.
Yes, we are still buying back the hood. Happy New Year, everybody. I know it is the 11th of Jan. Are we still allowed to say Happy New Year? I was talking to Sia just now, and Sia's like, are we still saying it? Are we still saying it until the end of the month? How is everybody? You're tuned into Living It Up with me, Lerato Shabalala. We are up and live every Thursday from 12 until 1 here on cliffcentral.com. However, because I like to ease you guys into things, I wanted to tell you that this year, the show, starting with this show actually, but I don't want to scare you, this particular show is now going to become, when we say Living It Up, it's going to be more than just property. It's going to be all the things you need to make your life a little bit luxurious, a little bit special. So we're going to be covering absolutely everything from travel to food to, I mean, it's going to be amazing. And part of the reasons why I wanted to do that for you guys is most of you will know that I am a magazine editor. Well, I was in my former life. I still am to some extent. And the things that people know me for, in fact, somebody was just telling me now, my wonderful producer Upales was saying, you, Lerato, we're looking at your pictures on Instagram, where were you? And I was saying to her, you know what, I wasn't even there. Like, did you arrive in a chopper at that place? You know, why was it so secluded? Why was there nobody there? And I realized how, you know, it's important for people to experience some of the things I also experienced, to know how to gain similar knowledge with some of the things I've seen. So I thought, you know what, the things that I am known for, which is traveling, which is food, you know, I like to go to different restaurants. In fact, next week Tuesday is my mother's birthday. We're going to Il Contadino in Parktown in Joburg. So I realized that when people see that, they want to know, how is this restaurant? They want to know, how is this hotel? They want to know, how is this drink? How do I get to live this life that so many other people live, but it seems so unattainable? So over the next 12 months, over the next 52 weeks, I will be talking to designers, to mixologists, to you know, food editors, to stylists. It's going to be, you know, all the things you want to know, the inside scoop on that life that so many people want to know. This is going to be the show for that. So from next week, the intro is going to be different, you know, the background music is going to be different, but the host is going to be the same. And if you want to follow the host and get to know this life, it's at Lerato TJ on Instagram and on Twitter. And of course, you can follow the show's Facebook page, which is Living It Up with me, Lerato Shabalala. So guys, let me tell you something. My first guest, I had to think properly about, like, how do you start off the beginning of the year? People are feeling like, oh my lord, it's January, I have no money, oh, I have to go back to work, oh, I can't do it. What show do you start with? And I thought, actually, we're going to start on a positive note. We're not going to start with a serious show like, yeah, this is how you lose weight, these are the recipes, this you must. No. We're not going to do that today. Today, we're going to help inspire you because you've just come out of your holiday. You're feeling relaxed. Usually what happens to me, and I'm sure it happens to a lot of people, is that you start thinking about planning your next holiday. You're like, you know what? I had so much fun. I want to come back and basically plan my next holiday, okay? So the next, so you have to hold on for the next 2 months, because the next 2 months ain't no public holiday, ain't nothing, until we get to March. But by the time we get to March, you don't want to be lastminutechef.com and then just slanganising things, okay? You need to know, where do you want to go? And it's going to be Easter, it's going to be kid-friendly places, probably same as Christmas, people where you, places where you can bring a lot of people in. So I thought, let's start with planning what you're going to do in Easter. Let's, while you're still in travel mode, some people just got back to work today. Let me get, so this woman, once she starts talking, so the reason why I'm not actually making her talk just now, this wonderful woman sitting across from me, once she starts talking about travel, she's going to blow your mind. She's going to blow your mind. And this woman and I had what was meant to be a very easygoing lunch towards the end of last year. And we ended up talking about our families, about places we've been. And it made me think, this is the person you want to start the show with. I have South African National Parks Mbali Gomezulu, who is the Senior Marketing Manager, here with me. Happy New Year, Mbali.
Happy New Year to you too, Lerato.
I'll say sultry. Oh. And later on, you'll get to see how gorgeous she looks.
She's
wearing a freakum dress, honey. Get your life. Okay, let's start with the holidays. How were your holidays?
My holidays were superb. I got a chance to bond, so I'm also a mom.
Yeah.
As much as I enjoy travel, there's nothing better than taking my kids along with me for the journey. So. Yeah. We were road tripping, singing, making little music videos.
Oh, man.
And we took the, you know, we did the very famous route from Joburg to Cape Town.
Right.
And a couple of amazing stops down the way. But yeah, we ended up in Cape Town and we made a real road trip event out of our December. We went from Cape Town all the way up to Upington for our Krabis and then drove back to Joburg.
So did you do the garden route?
We didn't, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but I'm sure it's equally as gorgeous on the other side. And that's why you're here. Because here's the thing, Mali, why I wanted to start off this year's show with you. We cannot deny the fact that the economic downturn has meant that a lot of people who would be flossing in Mauritius and Rodeo Drive in LA or wherever are realizing how important it is to travel. But now it's more local. And I have had wonderful experiences with African national parks over the last year. And I realize there's so much of our country. My friend on Instagram, Uthandi Mjali, said to me, every time you go somewhere locally, it seems so amazing. You make me want to explore South Africa. So I deliberately chose a show that starts with travel, because it's like you, I'm passionate about it, but also traveling in our country, because we have so much. You know, I had a wonderful time in the Transkei in December, and I realized a lot of people don't realize what wonderful things we have in this country, what wonderful venues, what great views we have, whether it's the fauna in terms of the plant, or it's, you know, there's bird watching, or it's wildlife. There's so much to explore. So that's why I actually wanted to start with you. And because you're a mother as well, you will be able to provide, because not everybody's single, people. You'll be able to provide options for people who are listening and thinking, oh, the place that we were in December, I didn't like it because of this. I want to find a place that's a little bit more different. So the purpose of this is for you and I to help people feel revitalized about, you know, oh my gosh, this is a new year, I can plan our next holiday, but also to explore South Africa.
Definitely.
And I'm sure for you as the marketing, the senior marketing manager at SANParks, can I just say SANParks?
Because
when I
want to
say the whole name, is the importance of traveling locally. Now, before you worked for SANParks, how much did you travel the country? We'll start with you before we speak about the job. Yeah.
Well, I've been in the travel industry for over 15 years. Mm. I've been really blessed to get an opportunity to travel. I've worked for some of the bigger hotel groups. And before I became a mom, it really was about all the different hotels and trying something different. But I looked after the African market.
Mm.
So I traveled a lot on the continent, and I did a lot of the local travel for educational purposes for work, as well as for me, just my downtime. You know, having been on planes for most of the year, you actually just want to find places that are in your background.
Exactly.
That you know, and just have fun and explore. So
yeah.
From an adult perspective, I've been traveling locally for over 10 years.
Wow.
But I've also been very blessed to have a really adventurous mom. So we've been traveling as a family since as long as I could remember. And, you know, for her, travel made you a more interesting person.
Yeah.
And she felt that before you left the country and people would engage with you in abroad or overseas, you needed to know your own home first. Mm. So I think Durban was always one of her favorite.
Yes, you know, I call it my spiritual home.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, we are from KZN as a family. So we used to do a lot of that kind of migration, but we would stop off in Ladysmith, where our family homestead is, and visit with family there. And then she'd also make getting to the end destination as fun as you know, where you're going to. So.
Yeah, because most people are loath to do road trips because it's that pressure of like 10 hours, 5 hours. Whereas you can stop in different places. You don't have to go straight to wherever you're going. You can stop and explore places on the way to wherever you're going.
Definitely. And I think that's a majority of the fun. So I had a really privileged upbringing by having someone who understood that.
So basically you get paid to do something you love.
I am the most blessed individual in the world. You know, not only do I travel, which I love, I get to meet amazing people. And I grow, because every time you go somewhere else, you learn something different about you.
So what does that mean? What does your job actually entail? And now everybody's going to go and want to do your job because it's going to sound so amazing. And by the way, like I said, Mbali and I know each other, so I'm saying all these things for your benefit. So what does your job actually mean when you do marketing for South African National Parks? Because it means all the parks in the, I assume, most of the parks in the country you need to have been to and know, and
definitely, so
which can't suck.
Not at all. I mean, you know, when I got the opportunity to move across to Sand Parks, I'd already been in the industry for quite some time. Mm. And what we wanted to achieve at South African National Parks was to have somebody like me, who comes from a different background, who has seen so many other different places, and to be able to bring some of that experience, bring a bit of fun and funk to our brand, and start to position ourselves in such a way that we become a choice destination for people who are looking to travel. Mm. You mentioned in your intro how many people have to now change because they can't perhaps go overseas and go to some of their bucket list destinations. But for me, I want to make sure that everybody listening to your show understands that visiting one of our parks should be on their bucket list.
Yes, yes.
And that's really what my job entails. So
yes.
From social media to print to below the line, how are we executing our brand message, and how are we starting to communicate and change the language so that we can get far more people to come through and get as excited as our parks as I do, for example. You know, because I have the exposure to the parks, I get so excited.
Yeah.
My eyes light up.
Yeah, you do. She really does. She's not even playing. She will tell you it's like this. So for instance, next month is my birthday on the 23rd, so I want to go to the Cape of Gallus. I think we mentioned it last year, and I have never been, and you sold it to me. You really do get passionate about the wonderful parks we have in this country.
I think South African National Parks were definitely a hidden gem. So many people, when you mention that name, number one, many people don't know who we are.
Yeah.
Other people associate us with Kruger National Park and it ends there. But we have 19 parks. Mm. So we can give you all the different experiences from bush to beach to going into the mountains to stargazing in the Karoo. It's a limitless offer, and you literally can discover something new every time you go to a new park. So for me, that was the challenge. How do I take this hidden gem and polish it up and make it the diamond that everybody's going to so desperately want to acquire? And obviously it's about experiences. So how do I also make sure that I highlight the different experiences that you can have at our parks?
Right.
And that's really my mission. So we need to make it fun and funky and
exactly.
Cool and exciting.
Exactly. If you just tuned in, this is Living It Up with me, Lerato Shabalala. I'm talking to that buttery voice you just heard. That is Mbali Mgomezuli, who is the senior marketing manager at South African National Parks. We are live and direct every Thursday from 12 until 1 here on CliffCentral.com. You can download this podcast as soon as Mbali and I are out. And if you are thinking, oh my gosh, I missed it, you can listen to it anytime, anywhere. That's why it's got a podcast, not radio. You don't have to be chained to your desk, you know. I can also see what Mbali looks like if you want to start here. Or actually, you know, find out more from her. You, Mbali, are you guys on social media?
Yes, we are.
Please, can you give us the...
Our handle on Instagram is at SanParks. Mm-hmm. We're also on Facebook, so SanParks. Mm-hmm. We are on Twitter as well, so hashtag, our handle again is at SanParks. Mm-hmm. You can get hold of us on all these different mediums. Mm. We also have our central reservations if you want to make a booking, which is 012-428-9111.
And don't worry, I will read out those details later with Mbali. So for somebody who's listening, because our listeners are all over the world, you know, from Lagos to New York, what is SanParks? What do you guys do? You said you have 19 parks around South Africa, but what do you do? What is SanParks?
Lerato, SanParks is the South African National Parks. Mm. So it's 19 parks throughout South Africa. Our key mandate is conservation. Mm. We're quite unique in the sense that though we are here to conserve the wildlife, the heritage, the fauna and the flora species that we have throughout the country, we also have the accommodation and tourism side. Mm. And that, I think that's the one thing that probably a lot of people don't know about, is that you can stay with us at so many of our wonderful parks. So we want to be able to conserve our natural heritage, not only for this generation, but for our kids and their kids and for many generations to come. And make sure that whoever comes into South Africa can really see the diverse offering that we have. Mm. You know, I mentioned briefly that people think of Kruger National Park. We manage 4 million hectares throughout South Africa.
Wow.
Kruger is our largest park, sitting on about 2 million of those hectares. So it is really, really vast. It hosts and boasts the big five as well, and is between Limpopo and Mpumalanga in terms of provinces.
Wow.
But meanwhile, we have amazing parks in a majority of the provinces as well. And for me, like I said, that's the joy, is getting to expose all the different parks.
Yeah, because people shouldn't think, because I think what happens with SanParks, when people hear you, they think, oh, a park with, like, you know,
chairs
and jumping castles and picnic sites. But I've been very fortunate to go to, I had a lovely experience actually last year. Now I actually wrote about it with my sister at Marikela National Park, and we were spoiled with choices in terms of the big five. And so, as you mentioned, it is not, you need to take out the mind when you're listening at home. You need to take out the mind of the pack.
Yes.
Okay. This, it is seriously about nature. It's seriously about nature. And as you said, whether it's bird watching that you want to, it's more than just a park.
It is. You know, as a national park, what we embody is that it will be about wildlife. So conservation of different wildlife species. Mm. And each park will kind of have a key focus based on where they are. Example, Addo Elephant Park is one of our parks with the largest population of elephants.
Wow.
In terms of the group. And not only, as I mentioned, do we have the accommodation, but we have a lot of scientists that we work with, and they study from animal behavior to what is happening based on climate and how it's changing, from animal species and what's happening there. We also have a huge initiative from our fundraising department where we're looking at rhino and rhino preservation. Mm. And the things that we can do there to eliminate poaching. We look at different, you know, flora species. I mean, talking about rhinos, we have an amazing project that we're going to be working with Chad. Mm. In the Central African area, and we're assisting them with getting rhinos back into the area, because they had rhinos and that rhino population has died off. So the really intricate stuff comes around the knowledge, the conservation, the science. Some of the publications that our scientists put together, some of the information that we have, we're actually a global leader, South African National Parks, on the conservation side.
Wow.
And it's also about how our parks work together with the communities around them as well, and how we get nature and people together. How are those communities working with our parks, being integrated into the park? And you know, so it's not just the animals and the fauna and the flora, but also the people.
Mm.
How do we get the people to know more about what they have?
I love that, because I think a lot of, you know, when you go to these parks, obviously because South Africa is so serious about conservation and heritage, what you realize is that the people of the area inform your experience as a traveler, you know, whether you're in Limpopo or whether you're in the Cape. The people of that place inform and take care of the place. They are the people who will tell you, you know, go here, do this, the best hike is here, or, you know, and what, that's one of the things that's great about traveling in your own country, is that you think you know South Africa, you think you realize what kind of a people we are until you're going into those spaces. And, you know, in a world where, I know we're talking about podcasts, but in a world where we have technological advances, it's nice to know that people are as important as you say, the rhinos, you know?
No, I mean, for us, our communities are really a key focus, and that's one of the areas as well. So our social upliftment, what we're doing within the communities in those different areas as well, is something that's quite important. And as I mentioned, because we're so unique, the tourism and accommodation side is how we also earn revenue to be able to continue with our conservation mandate. So in essence, every time somebody stays at one of our parks and utilizes a sandparks accommodation facility, they actually contributing into the conservation of these beautiful areas for their children and for the future.
Yeah, and so, our country, right?
Definitely.
Historically.
You know?
So Mbali, here we are, and now we get to the heart of why you are here, the thing that you are very passionate about, which is telling people about these wonderful parks. Now, people have just come out of their holidays. There are people who, like me, went with their partner. There are people like you who went with their children. Some people went with family. Some people went with friends. So I'm going to try and cover as much as possible and as many people as possible, which is obviously not the 15 million South Africans. So I'm going to do my best. But when you are considered, first, where do you find out about sandparks accommodation? Where do you go? Other than obviously Google, but how do you know which places are good? How do you vet? Where does somebody who's listening now who's like, okay, actually, I'd never thought about it, we might want to go for Good Friday. Where do you start?
Okay, I'd say a great place to start is on our website, which is www.sandparks.org.
Okay.
We have an amazing tab there that says Explore the Parks, and it gives you a map of South Africa, and you can look at the geographical map and then select a park, and it'll show you where the park is in terms of South Africa from your location. We've also got a great feature there as well that talks about what to do, and on that what to do, there's a bucket list, so like the top 10 things that you should do if you want to go out and experience the parks. In my mind, and how the team and I are looking at it, is there's different experiences for everybody. So there's the people who want to kind of get in touch with nature in different ways. Either you want to go to the bush and experience wildlife and the big five. And there's, I mean, I'd say Kruger is an obvious example.
Yes.
The challenge we have at times with Kruger, and I'd say as a person off the street who wants to make a booking, is that finding availability can be really difficult.
It has been. I mean, I think the last time I was in the Kruger, and I like wildlife a lot. You know, people who follow me on social media will see I'm always taking pictures of elephants, giraffes, cattle.
I saw the cows.
Did you see the cows? I haven't been to the Kruger, I think, in almost 10 years because of how increasingly difficult it became. And it also became a place where internationals spend most of their money, so accommodation got expensive. And then I was put off because I thought, oh, I'll never be able to. And then I met you, and then my life was totally transformed because I realized I could afford it.
Listen, it is affordable. It is an international destination.
Yes.
So we do have a lot of international visitors that come. But there's also certain parts of Kruger that people don't know about. So the southern part of Kruger is really, really popular. And as a result, we find that it's really highly congested. But we have a couple of camps in the northern side of Kruger. Mopani Camp comes to mind, which is a stunning camp.
Okay.
It overlooks a watering hole. It has its own little pool. It has great facilities for families and for groups to go and travel there. It even has conferencing facilities as well. And there, we have a lot more availability throughout the year than the southern part of Kruger. Oh. So, you know, it also, I think, with exposure and understanding the products a little bit more, then you're able to know. And on our website, we actually break it down into camps. Mm. So you can specifically say, I want to go to Kruger. It will ask you which camp you want to go to. And, you know, the northern parts of Kruger, you generally will find a bit more availability than in the southern parts.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that at all. Yeah. I didn't know that at all. So it sounds like the Mopani camp that you're talking about is the kind of place where if you are a guy who's going on a business, can be a woman actually, who's going on a business trip and you want to bring your family, this seems like the kind of place where they could go off and do their things while you and your business partners can still have a business meeting at the conference center and then meet them later.
Definitely. I mean, you can go through and have a conference there, so your family would be able to be entertained. They can do game drives, they can do some walks and hikes as well. But also, you know, if you're traveling as a group of friends, you know, also Stokvel's are big in South Africa.
Yes.
So if you have a travel Stokvel, it's an ideal destination for you guys to also go. Mm. You can share. So our accommodation there is 2 sleepers, 4 sleepers, all the way up to 6 sleepers.
Wow.
And you know, when you start to look at shared accommodation and it's you and 5 friends, all of a sudden the variables from a price point of view, it becomes so competitive.
Yeah, and we have to think about that. We have to think about that in these times where you want to have a luxurious experience or at least a pleasant experience without like being in debt because you went on holiday. Do you know what I mean?
I think that's probably the best part of traveling your own country. Mm. You know, you have the opportunity to make it a road trip, so it doesn't always have to be that you drive. And also, if you find that you can't get availability in the Kruger, we have parks like Marikela National Park that you mentioned before.
Yeah.
Exquisite. It's 2.5 hours drive outside of Johannesburg, predominantly tented.
It's sensational. It's predominantly tented, but what we, you know, what I liked was the fact that the you could stay in different places depending on what experience you're looking for. So if you have you really want to rough it and you want to bring your caravan, or you want to bring your tent and you want to be outside, which, you know, I want to be outside, but I ain't trying to tent with ain't nobody. I want to shower. So you can move to Bontle, which is where I first stayed, which is gorgeous. So I know when people think of a park, they think, oh my God, you're outside. No, you're not. Or you can have the beautiful, now I'm forgetting the...
Klopi.
Yes. Which was gorgeous, which is around a watering hole. And definitely. I mean, I couldn't believe how many animals I saw, how much of the big 5 I saw. And I was like, but I'm not in the Kruger.
You know, for Marikela, for me, what I like, and you've mentioned it beautifully, we have a number of campsites throughout the park. So if you're an avid camper, and camping is a very reasonable way to travel throughout the country.
Yes, yes.
And it can be luxurious, okay? I think...
you don't have to convince me.
Listen, it does require that... There is an investment portion, you know. So I always make it akin to, if you go and you travel and you stay at a 4-star hotel for 3 or 4 days, take that and spend it on camping equipment that becomes an investment over the next 5 years, for example.
Yep.
And then you are able to see so many different places. So you have your own tent, then yes, you can go and set up at our campsite. A majority of our campsites also have services like ablution facilities, so toilets, water. They'll have electricity as well, so you are able to at least get some electrical input for any of the appliances that you might want to have.
Yes, they do. And also, they are around towers, because we know you want your Instagram live to still be popping. So don't worry, you won't be hidden in a place where you can't post.
Yeah, so definitely, I think for us, it's one of the things we've been chatting out about at the past, to say, guys, don't forget, we need to have networks. So
yes,
Marikela, Bontle camp is there, Klopi is right by the watering hole. And you know, just to the tented camps, it's permanent tented camp.
Yes.
So it is a structured scenario where there are walls, there's a bit of tinting in terms of the top and some of the sides.
Yeah, but there's a kitchen.
There's a bathroom, you know, and there's a bedroom. We have aircon, we have plug points.
So, and there's a little bright thing outside. There's a little bright thing. It's just that me and my sister ish the bright girls. Yeah, we're not like our mom.
We're trying, you know, it's part of us saying be outside, enjoy.
Yeah.
But obviously, like I said, I mean, the kitchens are equipped with have stoves, some of them with ovens as well. So you are able to prepare your own meals quite easily. And that gives you a nice bush experience. We have a couple of other different parks as well along a similar line.
So that's exactly what I was going to ask you next. And if you're wondering who I'm talking to, you've just tuned in. I am talking to the Senior Marketing Manager at SANParks, Mbali Mngome Zulu. We are talking travel today. Today is our first show of the year, one of about 50 odd. And we're talking about my favorite thing that I love to do, which is to travel. Those who follow me on Instagram, at LeratoTJ, you will know this, and on Twitter, know that it's one of my favorite things to do. And people who saw my holiday in December, yes, I paid for it. It was mine, just saying. Okay. But Mbali looks after SANParks, and she's somebody I've met before. You can go to cliffcentral.com to download this podcast, or you can also go to our Facebook page to actually see what Mbali is going to look like. And Mbali, later on, I will ask you if you can leave us with an email address, whether it's an info email address where people can book, or if they want to get a hold of you and get more information. Now, if I am in, let's say, KZN, and I do not want to be at South Beach, not that there's anything wrong with South Beach, but if you don't want to be at South Beach in March over the holidays, because that's what we want to do now. People coming out of holidays, we want to inspire them to book a holiday and be in South Africa. Okay, where, what kind of parks do you have around the KZN area?
Well, we don't have parks under South African National Parks in KZN.
Okay.
So there's two options that have in terms of engaging with us. One is one of our products, which is called the Wild Card. Now, the Wild Card, I literally recommend it for anyone who wants to travel South Africa. It's a SANParks product, but what we've done is that we've also clubbed up with other parks in and around South Africa.
Okay.
So if you buy an extended Wild Card, you can buy for a single, for a family, or for a couple. It gives you an opportunity to not pay conservation fees every time you get to a park. So you spend one amount once a year, and you are able to have entrance into all of these different parks. Now, under that particular product, then you would be able to go and see KZN Wildlife. You'd be able to go to Zimvelo and have those experiences, and that's around KZN. If you want to be with us, then you'd go to Golden Gate National Park, which is one of my favorites.
Yes.
I really love Golden Gate, and Golden Gate is all about mountain experience. So you really get an opportunity to be one with nature. It has the most amazing hikes. So whether you're a novice and you've never tried hiking before, or you're an expert hiker and you want to really test yourself, we have some extraordinary hikes with the most beautiful views.
No, she's not lying. She's not lying. There's that mushroom...
Mushroom Rock.
That's the one I did, because it seemed like the less...
less strenuous?
I hadn't hiked in a while, but it was absolutely... I mean, just... And there was a British couple that was, you know, behind us, and I was like, wow, you know, so many even at Marikele there was an Italian couple that was there, and I thought, you know, it's amazing, so many international people are here and we're not there.
You know, I mean, just to digress a little bit, South Africa has a huge amount of international travelers every year coming onto our shores to see our country. So I think if anything, it should, you know, make South Africans think, what is it that they want to come and see that I don't know about? And definitely traveling through would assist you. So Golden Gate, great opportunity for you if you're in KZN. You could do horseback riding. We have the Basutu Cultural Tour, where you can learn about the different types of homesteads and living, and how the Basutu have lived for the last 100 years. We have something that I personally find really intriguing, which is the herbal trail. And it talks about all the different herbal medicines that we have growing around in some of these rural areas, and how people utilize them, what they're for, and some of the remedies that you can take out from there as well. But really, for me, it's the mountains. I love being in the mountains. So accommodation at Golden Gate is varied. We have camping.
No,
going
listen.
Back to camping.
I'm a glamper. You know, they talk about glamping.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to tell you all about glamping.
Yeah, I'm about glamping.
I have an amazing glamping experience for you. Yeah. So I'll tell you about that as well. Yeah. But at Golden Gate, okay, so if you're not a camping person, we have a 3-star hotel. And obviously, hotel, room service, housekeeping, Wi-Fi. We have a beautiful bar that overlooks the Brandwach buttress, which gets lit up at night and is just exquisite to look at. We have the Glenrinnen Rest Camp, which is self-catering accommodation, which is really lovely for families, by the way, because you can get a family unit and you can sleep about six people in there. Beautiful bathrooms, lights, electricity, you name it. And then one of my favorite places is called the Mountain Retreat, the Highlands Mountain Retreat, which is 8 units that we've built up into the mountains. You can sleep 4 people per unit. And when you wake up in the morning to have your coffee or your tea on the balcony, surrounded by the majestic Maluti Mountains, just looking in them, being bathed in the sun, it is one of the most exquisite experiences ever.
Are you seeing me right now? I'm like, what? You never told me about this place. You never told me about this place.
I think this is one of the ones that we need to get you to
see. I need to see this.
Definitely. And Golden Gate is also about 20Ks from Clarence, you know, so you have an opportunity to do a little bit of an art tour.
Yeah, and it's a nice, gorgeous little town, Clarence.
It's really gorgeous. It's very quaint. They've got their own brewery there, so you can do beer tasting if you like that. I mean, they've developed their own gin and tonic for all the G&T lovers out there. So it's not just beer. They do their ciders as well.
So when I go to sandparks.org, would I be able to find out what happens in those areas, the things that you've just told me now, since I can't have, you know, Mbali, I travel with you guys everywhere. Would I be able to, or would your accommodation places help me find out what happens in the areas where I am?
Definitely. I mean, I've gotten a chance to see some of the parks that I hadn't been to over the December holidays, and what I really enjoyed was to be able to experience them as a guest and not necessarily as, oh my gosh, this person coming from head office.
Yeah, so we better make it look nice. And
I did a bit of an incognito, you know. And our receptionists and park rangers, they are all really a fair with what you have available. But on our website, we've also created virtual itineraries for all the different areas. We still populating all the parks, but I'll use Garden Route as a wonderful example. If you go to Garden Route and you look at the parks that are there, we've actually created virtual itineraries and videos.
Wow.
So on Google Maps, where you see the point of where that particular park is, click on it, it'll show you a little video of the different types of activities you can do in that area as well.
That's really, really awesome. That's so good, because you know a lot of people actually want to see it in real time. I can't believe it's almost one. It's unbelievable how the time goes so quickly. I know. Next month is the month of love. There are people going to be planning romantic holidays who don't know where to start. There are some guys who are listening right now who are just like, Mbali, help a brother out. So what kind of romantic spaces do you have, parks around, that people can also go to?
All right, I've told you about Agadez, and because I wanted you, I was like, vacation goals right there.
Okay, so now that everybody's going to stalk me, let's talk about what Cape Agulhas is like. Because first of all, I've never been, and it was never something that was ever in my radar. And this is why this podcast is so important, is because people think that somebody like me has seen a lot of places, and there's still, it's informative for me as much as it's informative for you guys listening to this podcast. I've never been to Cape Agulhas. Tell me about it. Like, you've told me about it, but tell me with everybody else.
All right. So for me, I really feel it's one of our romantic parks. It's about 2 hours, 45 minutes outside of Cape Town. We have these amazing wooden chalets that are on the lagoon front. So it's endless views of the ocean and the lagoon. It's also the southernmost tip of Africa. So this is really where the two oceans meet. You can do a trip up to the lighthouse. You can do walks on the lagoon as well across on the beach. But my most favorite is that you could also do the most southern wine route as well. So, So take Bay, go buy some wine, get some amazing cheeses, light the fire up, sit inside, have amazing views, and sip on some wine. The other one I have to mention is, you know, Table Mountain. Everybody thinks of it for hiking and so forth, but we've got an amazing accommodation offering there, which is the washhouses, the Platteklip washhouses.
Okay.
So it gives you an opportunity to still be in Cape Town. They've really been modernly redone and renovated. So you're in Oranjekloof, which is still city central. You can do all the fun stuff, but you're right there at Table Mountain. And if you have any health goals with Bay, you can take some hikes. You can do some really amazing stuff there as well.
Nice.
Oh my gosh. Why must time go so quickly?
Exactly.
Stargazing in the Karoo. Like, what? Some of the most beautiful beautiful scenery ever, getting an opportunity to just sit and be bathed like under starlight, you can see the most amount of stars anywhere, more than anywhere else in South
Africa. Obsessed with them. Like, I'm always like, gorgeous. I'm always one of the people that says to you, can you see Orion's belt? I'm that person.
Well, I think Karoo is then for you. And we also have West Coast National Park. Now, West Coast is also quite unique because it's where the flowers bloom. So depending on what time of the year you go, you can get the flowers. But if you're looking for February specifically, we have houseboats, which gives you a completely different experience as well. So you can literally have your 2-3 nights where you're staying on a houseboat. You're moored, but you can go around and have different experiences. And we have a lovely restaurant there as well.
So you're actually living in a boat.
You're actually living in a boat.
Oh my God.
It is awesome. And then, okay, nice in the treetop. We have this amazing accommodation offering in Eisner. Guys, it's hard to get into, so like, look now, go into the website now. It can take up to 4 people, but just for you and Bay, you'll be in the Eisner forest, elevated amongst everybody else, secluded. We only have one. Okay.
Wow.
But it is exquisite, absolutely to die for.
So how long is the waiting list? Is it like three months in advance?
Not necessarily a waiting list, but it's just go online and have a look. If it's available, book now.
Don't wait
for tomorrow. Don't be like, oh, let me show Bay and then we'll no. If you find a spot, just take it. It's worthwhile. It's something that you really would love to do. And Mapungubwe is something that I find that's really quite unique, especially for someone who's interested in knowing about African culture, Southern African culture in specifics. That is very far up in terms of Limpopo. It's on the confluence of Botswana, Zimbabwe, and South Africa. And that talks about the olden kingdoms of Southern Africa. So it really takes you back. If you've ever seen that golden rhino, when they talk about South African history, then that is where it was discovered. So it definitely takes you back to your roots, and you get a chance to try that out. And we have a couple of like also some different ones, but I think Addo Elephant Park also kind of pops into mind. Vacation, Nyati Lodge, you definitely want to have that experience. Absolutely beautiful 3-star-plus lodge based in Addo Elephant Park, which is just outside of PE. I'd also say your bae needs to be someone who likes to do like adventurous stuff, because you can sandboard there. You can go for evening game drives,
which I love. I've become one of those people who, like, for an evening game drive, I know I must have my signees for the beginning of the game drive.
Make sure that your phone is fully charged, or bring an amazing camera so you can take some beautiful pictures there as well. And I think those are just some of the ones that I'd like to highlight. But as I mentioned, we have 19 parks in total, so the offering is vast, and we still have some availability for the Easter period.
So that is the next thing that I was going to ask you, of the Easter period for people who want to have kid-friendly destinations, and not necessarily, maybe not say kid-friendly, but group-friendly, where it can be more than 2 people, where it's 4 people, whether it's friends or it's family or it's, you know, sisters, that kind of thing.
You know, we really lead and lend ourselves to those types of experiences, because that's how a lot of our accommodation is built. But I would say Bontebok National Park also comes to mind. It's also a little bit out of Cape Town, so it's a great opportunity from there. And there you can, the Breder River is right there. So it gives you an opportunity to swim in the Breder River. You can braai, beautiful landscapes. Swellendam is about 10 minutes away from there. So it's like one of South Africa's oldest towns, the third oldest town in South Africa.
How far is it from?
It's 2 hours 45 minutes from Cape Town.
Okay.
Beautiful drive along the N2, so it's nice and easy to get there. And we have quite a lot of chalets that are right on the waterfront. You can also do your own game drive in your own vehicle, so you don't need to have a big 4x4 in order for you to have that experience. When we talk about time, then like everything just goes, Mokala National Park is another one that I thoroughly enjoyed, and I took my children there as well. It's hot, so even if you go just after Easter, you still have beautiful weather into the winter time as well. Beautiful game viewing experience there to do as well, and right on the waterfront, so some of the game actually comes to you while you're having your session outside. So I think that's quite awesome. And then we have some really niche places like Kalahari and Rochtersfeld. Now Kalahari is home to the Valley of Desolation.
Oh wow, I've actually been to the Valley of Desolation. I was there jeez, I think it was 10 years ago this year. Jeez.
I'm assured you really felt how small you were.
Yes.
It makes you realize, wow, I'm like the small grain of sand.
Oh my gosh.
In this larger kind of place. So, you know, from stargazing to beach holidays to bush holidays to mountains, we literally have something for every single person. Have a look at the website, play around with the bucket list, have a look and see what else you can do there. And Garden Route is a must. Easter period with kids, zip lining, scoot tours, you name it, you can do it in that particular area. Kids will love it. And there's also beautiful beaches. And for all the people looking to take amazing selfies, you know those beautiful castles that you see Kemp's Bay girl busy taking pictures of?
Yes.
That's where you need to go.
You are like a walking, talking, traveling encyclopedia. I need to have your voice with me. People are very like, they actually got you on that podcast, because then they're going to go, rewind, what did she say? Let me listen, pause, let me find that place, let me type it. Because people just don't know where to go. Mbali, I can't believe we're at the end of the show. There's so much I want to ask you. You're gonna have to come back.
I think you need to definitely invite me back. I'm happy to do so.
This was, I think it was a killer for a show. So as Mbali said, you can, because listen, now that you know the places that you have to go to, you know about Sandparks, you know you can get a virtual, so just go to sandparks.org. So I realized that maybe we went clear. S-A-N Parks, P-A-R-K-S, because H, we know this English thing sometimes, you know, you type S-E-N, Gandhi, it's S-A-N, you know, so you know I love y'all. And the booking number is the booking number, yes. Right, is 012-428-9111. I'll say it again, 012-428-9111. So is there an email address? Because a lot of people are loath to, you know, get on the phone and call somebody. Is an email address where people can book or get more information from?
Let me start by saying our website is extremely user-friendly. Mm. So you are able to book all the parks that I've spoken about, as well as some of the activities. Example, the Otter Trail, which is like a big one for
yes.
us. You can book all of this online and pay with your credit card on sandparks.org.
Okay.
Alternatively, you can email us at reservations@sandparks.org, and one of our consultants will get back to you.
reservations@sandparks.org.
That's correct.
Now, once again, because I know I'm going to spell reservations, is R-E. You guys, this English came with a sheep. reservations at sandparks, sandparks.org. And they can, you can make a reservation.
Definitely.
You can make a booking there. And quickly, last, say this in the quickest way that you can. This is, I'm asking you a difficult question right at the end. In terms of breaking the bank, how much do Sandparks accommodation costs? Should people be thinking of the thousands, like the double digit thousands, like 15,000, 10,000? How good is it? How good is it in terms of value for money?
We're very affordable. So if you are someone who has your camping gear and you're ready, it can be as little as 200 rand a night to camp.
Imagine how amazing. How amazing is that?
Right.
Exactly.
And you know, I mean, we generally are just upwards of the thousands, 2,000, somewhere there. But again, I say this, I mean, and these are places that you can share. Basotho Cultural Village for a unit that sleeps two people is 870 rand a night.
Guys, that's excluding a night out in Joburg that you would have wasted on
definitely
wine. Oh, no, wine is not a waste, but you could have had a traveling experience. And I will tell you, as somebody who has booked before, this is why I wanted you here. Whether you're spending 200 rand or whether you're spending 1,000 rand or 1,005, the park itself is the reason why you should go there. So price point is right. Wildlife activities, you and Ubay, you, if it's a bestication, doesn't have to be a vacation, can be a bestication. I've done a bestication at one of the parks. Bring your camera, bring your enthusiasm, and travel South Africa, people. This is what I'm going to get you to do this year. I'm going to get you to travel this wonderful country of ours. Thank you so much, Mbali, for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure having you kickstart the show for us. Those of you who don't know, thinking, who is this person? My name is Lerato Shabala. This is called Living It Up with me. It happens every Thursday from 12 until 1. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to get into fashion and a little bit of food over the next coming 2-3 weeks. So stay tuned. 2018, we're going to do the damn thing. Blessings to everybody. May this be your best year yet. Thank you, Mbali.
Thank you so much, everybody. Listeners.
Property, I'm trying to invest. Money in by the neighborhood. That's how you rinse it. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today is worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo.
It's time to buy back the block. Buy back the block. It's time to buy back the block. Buy back the block. Buy back the hood. I'm about to buy back the hood. Buy back the hood.
This is CliffCentral.com.